And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studios today with Captain Bruce Smith from The Fortune. We're going to have a great show today, talking fishing here. Stay tuned. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
Yes, it is. Captain Bruce Smith with The Fortune. Good morning. I didn't say Shogun.
Hey, good morning.
The Fortune. Yeah, good morning. We were just talking about fishing stories, man. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, long range,
easy
local
to do.
Fishing. What a year for The Fortune this year, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last 3 years really have been excellent fishing. And with the fish so close this year, we didn't have to burn the fuel, which was always very nice. And the fishing was there. The bluefin was there. It came up into American waters, and so we didn't have to deal with that. And the yellowfin fishing was awesome. It was very good fishing. Yellowtail fishing, February, March.
Right?
Just right off the bat last year.
Yeah. And that was like local stuff.
San Clemente. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. San Clemente Island yellowtail was freaking off the chart.
And that's when you were running out of out of 22nd Street.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we go up there. Yeah, 22nd Street around 1st of March.
Going to do that again.
Yep.
Rockfish opener.
Yes.
Yeah.
First week of March.
Boat's getting a redo right now.
It's getting a facelift for sure. this is our first time in the 4 years that I've owned it, that we're painting a lot, you know, bait tank, house, deck, putting new pumps in downstairs for the spray system, refrigeration downstairs for this, for the fish well. And so, yeah, we're throwing some money at it this year.
That's cool. Yeah, big time. But you've since you've taken over the boat, you've had a lot of success. So you're keeping the boat up, and you have a lot of people that are avid followers of the Fortune.
Fortunately, yes. The passengers are awesome. My charter masters work really hard at filling their charters. And the fishing really helps. It does. It's been great. Has not been a bad thing as far as buying a boat goes. At the time I bought it, it was one of those things where I bought it in the bottom of the market, and the fishing wasn't that great that year, and then just boom, it went wide open.
That's
literally,
right.
The fishing just went Richter after that for the last 3-4 years.
Things started happening.
Yeah.
It's not bad timing.
Yeah.
It's
very good timing. And so what type of trips do you guys do?
1 to 3 days, charter boat mostly. We do some open parties, and we keep some open parties on the schedule, which would be on the website in the summertime and in the springtime too, just to introduce new people into the boat. But we're mostly a charter boat. That means you would buy the whole boat for a day or whatever, and then put the amount of people that you want on it. We carry anywhere from upwards of 24 passengers, and our trips are 1 to 3 days in length.
Perfect load on the Fortune would be what?
A lot of them are 18 passengers.
18 passengers.
Yeah, 18 to 20 is what we really like to see.
Everybody gets a bunk at 18 passengers.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets a bunk at 24.
At 24.
But, you know, 18 is just so much more comfortable.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of 18 to 20 passenger loads. Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool, man.
So what would you say? I mean, you've had tremendous experience. I fished on the Shogun with you for many years.
Yeah.
You've got a tremendous amount of local and long-range fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I fished with you up at Pyramid. You have tremendous fly fishing experience. What would you say is the Fortune edge and the Bruce and why you want to go fishing with Captain Bruce?
It's an absolutely perfect platform for the local scene and for a club type venue for your 18 passengers or 20 passengers. It gives us a lot of room to fish. You know the people on the boat as far as charters go. So our bait capacity is huge. We have a slammer and 4 deck tanks.
Really?
Yeah, so we hold a really a lot of bait, and we can get through that 3-day extension if we go as long as 3 days.
And also nice that when the bait is not at its premium, you don't have to crowd things in. You give it plenty of room. I mean, you've got a lot to work with when you've got that much bait capacity.
Right.
When you can hold 3 days, but you're only going a day and a half, you can do a lot with that.
Yeah, it gives us a lot to throw. Yeah.
Totally.
Which is awesome. You know, especially like bluefin fishing or whatever. Sometimes you really got to lay it to them, and it gives us that option.
That's
too.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. And that you don't see on a boat. It's 60 feet?
65.
65.
Yeah.
You don't see that on a lot of 65 footers, that bait capacity.
No. Yeah. They'll hold a little bit less.
Yeah.
For sure.
So that's a nice mm-hmm. advantage.
Fiberglass hull, so she's not going anywhere. It's not rotting. You know, it's really solid. We went through Bottomside Coast Guard, and they came around with a hammer and hammered on the bottom, and it was just like, yeah, this thing's solid. Every time same Coast Guard guy that's seen it the last couple, 2 or 3 times. So he was there for like 45 minutes and was like, okay, thanks.
Hey, you guys
and
are good. See you later.
I didn't have to sign nothing or whatever. Yeah,
that's
like,
a good feeling.
That's a great feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yes,
what year was the boat built?
79.
In 79.
Yeah.
Okay. Built, and where was it built?
Westport.
In Westport,
uh-huh. Kelly, it's a Kelly hull, mm-hmm. which is my understanding is the mold got destroyed, so there's not going to be any more like it. The Pegasus is the exact same boat.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. The Fortune came out first, and then they built the Pegasus was a little bit after that.
Solid fiberglass.
No, it's actually sandwich balsa.
A sandwich balsa.
Yeah,
really?
Which is it's sealed. So it's considered a fiberglass boat, but there's a balsa core to it.
Oh, wow.
So it's very, very thick fiberglass on each side and a slight balsa core inside of it, which makes it a little more stiffer.
I'll bet.
Yeah, talking to Ken Franke, and the difference between the Outer Limits and this boat was his is solid fiberglass at the Delta, and his flexes a little bit more. when ours is the
more solid because of the wood.
Stiffer.
Yeah.
Which I thought it'd be the other way around, but it's not.
And what's the advantage of stiffness?
Nothing really.
Yeah. Is it
it's just
ride
the way it's
better?
Made,
does it ride better? Or?
No. Yeah. I wouldn't say it does. They're both fiberglass, so they're sort of light. We bounce over them. It's a very dry ride.
Yeah.
You know, coming from the Shogun, which is a steel boat, and it tends to take water over the bow.
Right.
Going into it, the Fortune just goes over the top of them.
dry.
Yeah. We never get water on the windows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
It's
so
a beautiful boat. So
rough weather. It's awesome.
It is. And you keep it so pristine, too.
Well, we're working on it.
Yeah.
We're doing a little bit every year, and now we're doing a bunch this year, and next year will be more. And so we're sort of piecing it together, and we're making improvements all the time, every year for sure.
Yeah.
All the time.
So now you've taken your love of fly fishing.
Yeah.
And you've added some of those trips into the Fortune.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have three trips specifically for fly fishing this year with Southwestern Federation of Fly Fishers.
Right. Michael
Schweit.
Yeah.
He does one. And then Peter Piccone picked up a couple two-dayers. And it's been great because the fish are around kelp patties, and that's what we target. The yellowfin, yellowtail, Dorado, all on the fly rod.
Must have been great last year for season. For
last
fly
couple
guys.
Years has been awesome.
Yeah.
The group that I work with, you know, will help me out because they know I'm fly fishing and they know I need a specific thing.
Right.
So I'm not just going out and targeting yellowfin tuna that time. I'm like, hey, man, I need a kelp that's biting. So they're like, okay, I'm done or whatever. Come on in.
You mean
and
your group
flag
as far
it for
as
me
the
and we
you
run down
with.
There and then we take over and the fly guys. And it's catch and release and it's not like we're loading the boat when we're fly fishing.
Right.
So it's I don't know. Everybody helps us out when we're
cool.
And that smaller grade yellowfin that kind of came in was like perfect for the fly guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And the bigger Dorado.
Oh yeah.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
You know, you get 25-pound Dorado or 20-pound Dorado on the fly rod. It's
oh. Man,
that's cool. Fun.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk later on about flyby, which is you're going to probably attend. I'm probably knowing what you do on January 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Long Beach. We're going to talk later on in the show about that. But that's a big event put on by South Coast Council Federation of Fly Fishermen.
Oh, okay.
Fishermen
yeah.
And a good event. And you know, when we're really trying to promote fly fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup, because I love fly fishing. I've been fly fishing
right.
with you. And it's just a cool sport.
Uh-huh.
And I'd love to see more people get into it. But why is it that it's such a struggle sometimes, it seems to me?
It's just a whole
another to fly.
It's a whole another learning process.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel that they have to go out and buy the tackle, and it can be a sticker shock when you go and see the expensive stuff, which that's the way it used to be.
Right.
It did. There was $800 rods or $600 rods or $300 rods, and that's all that was out there. But now it's not so much like that. You can go and buy beginner gear and lower price point kind of stuff and get the job done with that. Absolutely.
And do just fine.
Yeah, yeah. Just as well as the guy fishing an $800 fly rod or whatever. No question about it.
Yeah.
Echo makes really awesome rods.
Echo.
Yeah, and they're a little bit cheaper than the high dig.
Like what's
rods.
An Echo?
It's a company.
I mean,
it's a rod company.
Like in the couple hundred dollar range?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple hundred dollars.
Wow, which a lot of saltwater just rods, regular conventional rods
just,
are more expensive than that.
Absolutely.
Just like conventional gear. You can go and buy high-end conventional gear, or you can buy
You can buy a
high-end.
Yeah, you can buy a bitchin' custom CalStar, or you can buy a factory-made something else for $100. And at the end of the day, they're both going to catch a fish. And sure,
yes,
maybe one
right.
is going to give you, when your ability has reached a certain point, maybe one is going to give you an advantage when you can use all that. But a lot of times when you're starting out, it's not going to make much of a difference at all.
No. You won't be able to tell.
Right.
No.
I mean, as I like my beginners and whatever, but they're not going to be able to tell the difference between a CalStar and a whatever else.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
No doubt about it. Well, I got to tell you, we've been talking about this all week, kind of put the feelers out on Facebook, on our
you
email.
You got me fired up, man. Come on. Let loose with it, because I got no idea. Big announcement.
This is the
saying.
Big announcement, all right? So everybody knows, was it last week? Last week we had Captain Aaron Barnhill.
Yeah, Russ and
Aaron. Russ on the show from the Shogun. And we have a six-day trip in October. It's still on the website, shows it as a Let's Talk Hookup MC Swimbait skiff trip, 6-day trip.
Sure.
Well, with everything around it totally sold out in the 6-day range because of all the excitement for Guadalupe, I went and had a conversation with Frank this week and said, what do you think about making that a 6-day Guadalupe option special? And he said, let's do it. So this is your opportunity. Now, I'm going to warn you guys. This trip's going to, as soon as we release it to the public, which is, this is the first opportunity, I said, let me give our listeners the first chance to book this trip. Because it will sell out. It'll be sold out probably by Monday, once it opens up.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
So if you want to go, now, I'm also going to throw out this caveat. Guadalupe is no guarantee.
Sure.
The permits are 3-year permits. However, you know, it's Mexico and anything can happen.
Right.
So I'm going to throw out that caveat right now. So there's no guarantee that it's going to go to Guadalupe. But I'd say you have a pretty good chance that that's going to happen. And I would say that the good chance of being there at the end of October, I mean, Bruce, you've been there. Does it get any better the end of October?
No, that's it. That's
the primest of prime time.
Primest of prime time.
Yep.
So here's your chance. The trip's going to be $22.75 plus around $225 for permits and visas, because they have a special permit you got to pay for Guadalupe. It leaves Sunday, October 23rd at 7 a.m. and comes back Saturday, October the 29th at 9 a.m. You can call the Shogun office, the Low Press the office, 226-8030. You can't really book it online yet. We're going to get that up probably later today, maybe tomorrow. But I wouldn't wait for it to go up online. I would call.
Just having seen everything, you know, being down at the landing, if you want to go to Guadalupe next year, I mean, you look at the schedule. Every single trip around that is sold out.
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, those opportunities don't exist. When the Guadalupe thing happened last year, every single trip, I mean, the 3 months worth of trips sold out in a week.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just... if you think you can go, you got to put your spot in now. What it is. And that's not a hurry up and buy. Let's hopefully get this thing sold out. It's a public service. Like, if you think you're going to go, it will be sold out. So get your shot in right now before everybody else finds out. Because this is the first word of another trip being available.
And I'm going. Sorry,
man. There wasn't a whole lot of debate in that, really. It seemed pretty darn matter of fact.
Yeah. So... 226-8030, 619 area code, call. It's the Let's Talk Hookup trip. And I want to apologize to the guys that were signed up for the skiff trip. You can convert and go to Guadalupe with us, or the option for Guadalupe there with us on that 6-day trip. But we just had to do it. Sorry.
I tell you, the calico fishing at Guadalupe is pretty darn good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we can't talk about that.
Right.
Anyway, It's available now. Call the Shogun office. I'm not sure. I think they open at 8 o'clock.
I would think so,
I would
guess.
619-226-8030. Maybe even call and get on their message machine and say, call me.
Seriously.
I want to go on this Guadalupe trip.
Hey, this is Rick. It's 7:30 in the morning, and I want my spot in there.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks to Aaron and Russ and Frank for
That's
making
awesome.
That happen.
How
so,
cool of a trip. Yeah. And just hearing the stories of that place, and Bruce, I know you've been there so many times. It's such a cool, it's just different. It's just a very different spot. You know, the islands are different, and the big fish. And
it's Jurassic.
It's cool. It's Jurassic, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. And thank you to the Mexican people and all the people that made it possible for our opportunities to go back there, too. That's really cool.
Pretty darn cool. Yeah. Speaking of cool, we've got an awesome show for you coming up today, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. If you want to call, talk to Bruce, talk some fortune, talk some fishing, we want to hear from you this morning, and there's two ways that you can reach us here at Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to get through, the best way right now would be with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be talking all morning with Captain Bruce, talking good fishing, talking fortune, we've also got such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Spartan Reef glasses, which is a really nice kind of fisherman-style frame, a really, really good pair of Maui Jims. It's the matte tortoise frame with a great HCL bronze lens. It's a really nice, kind of
super thin glass,
very multi-purpose lens. It's a really, really cool pair of glasses. So somebody's going to be very stoked with a high-end killer pair of Maui Jims. So, again, if you want to get your shot at those Maui Jims and your chance to talk to Bruce, 858-457-1090. It's open right now. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leno. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, that didn't take long.
No.
Every single phone line in the building is packed up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun show.
Giving away the Spartan Reef. Great pair of sunglasses from Maui Jim. And I want to thank Mike Battistoni and the guys from Maui Jim for being up with us once again in 2016. Love those glasses.
Yeah.
Man.
I was.
Maui is the best.
I had a customer guy, nice guy, came in the store yesterday looking for a pair of high-end glasses, and you know we sell several different options of high-end sunglasses at the tackle store, and the guy like wouldn't even entertain the thought of looking at something else other than Maui Jim. Like, I've worn Maui Jim for years because there is not a better pair of sunglasses in the world. That's it. I know what I want. You know,
hard to go anywhere
else. And he said the same things. What do you wear? I'm like, well, I got a pair of Maui Jims on my head right now. So it's yeah. they're the best, no doubt about it.
Got the word too that Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa is going to be in Long Beach on Wednesday and Thursday of Long Beach in the Dana Landing Maui Jim booth. So
that's awesome.
That's you're going to want to see Paul. He's such a character,
yeah,
such
no
a
doubt.
Good guy. So that's good news to hear that Paul's going to be back in Southern California. We're working on trying to get him in on the show during Del Mar.
That'd be fun.
Stay tuned for that.
Right on. Well, the phones are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to Bruce, so we're going to jump right in. Start it off with Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for getting us started here this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us,
Don.
Yeah, Captain Bruce, never had the pleasure of being on your boat, saw it at the landing many times. So my question for you this morning is, can you tell someone who's never chartered your boat before what it takes to do it, and what's your pricing difference between a fully loaded trip where the food is included versus kind of open galley?
Well, you want to call Tish, my office manager, 619-972-9161. And she runs my office, and she does all the booking for the Fortune.
Which is awesome, because anytime you call when you're on the boat, there's somebody that really knows what's going on answering the phone, which is really cool. And Tish is great.
Yeah, there was a point in time where I needed her.
I'll bet.
I got her, so she's taking care of that.
That's great.
Now, as far as chartering the boat goes and prices, that it depends on the passenger load. The we do either a meal plan or you can go open galley. Now, open galley just depends on the group and the service that you want. If for meal plans, we do three meals a day, and it's $40 per person per day this year. The it includes three meals a day, morning snacks, afternoon snacks, and then beers and sodas are extra there on top of that. Then open galley, if you do an open galley, you just pay. It's not pay as you go, but you pay at the end of the trip per passenger. And if the passenger doesn't want breakfast or if he doesn't want lunch, then he doesn't have to pay for that. And so yeah, it's just a different option. It tends to lower the beginning price of getting on the boat.
Sure.
So it softens the hit, I guess you could say, as far as the price getting on the boat.
Yeah, when you're trying to sell it to your buddies, sometimes it's easier to show it's going to be $300 a head instead of $400 a head, or however it works out.
A lot of people that will have charters, not necessarily club charters or corporate charters, usually go all in. They're like, just take care of us.
Meal plan.
This is it. And we just want to get on the boat and go fishing. And then if you have like a group of friends, they tend to go open galley. So
Steve's going to invite his buddy, and then that guy's going to bring his two.
Right, and you don't really know what they want to do.
Totally.
You know?
I get
so
that.
It works out in that sense.
So you have the option. You charter the boat. Whatever you want to do. That's nice.
Oh, good idea. We try to work with you as much as possible. If you guys have any questions or if any special requests or whatever, dietary requests, any of that, we take care of all
that. You have an opinion on what seems to work smoother? I mean, you've obviously seen a lot of both of them go down. Does it just truly not make a bit of a difference? Or in your opinion, if you were chartering the boat, would you go one way or the other?
I like to go the whole long-range thing and just have meals included.
Yeah, prepare a rad meal for everybody all the time. That's
right.
Cool.
It seems, you know, that I think with the open galley, you're going to get like a set menu of your egg sandwich and your burrito and whatever. And then, or if you go for the meal plan, you're going to get like eggs benedict or something.
You're going to be able to make
something a little fancy.
You're going to be able to prepare
it's
so you're going to
get
a little bit
fancier totally. Kind of thing.
Yeah. So how often are you running the boat?
Every day.
For 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
Is that right?
That was funny.
Wow.
No, I can't say that because last year I introduced, I had a couple of guys come in. Mike Jewett, Hot Dog, ran the boat.
I love Mike.
He's
awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, totally.
And he did a great job. He caught those big fish.
Yeah, that's
out on the 43. He came back with 150-pound bluefins and whatever. And John Bass ran the boat. I had Tino run the boat one time. One time from up north, Tino Valentine. So I took a few days off this
last
year.
A few all-stars.
But the boat runs, we run basically 140 days now a year, and I'm on the boat 95% of the time.
Wow.
I just hired another second, so he might be filling in on some open party days this year. Give me some days off, you know. It's a grind.
Yeah, it is.
From
especially because you're starting March 1st.
Right, yeah. Most of that's weekends, so it's not too bad. March, April, weekends, May or weekends. But when we hit June, it turns into midweek, and we go from June to at least the middle of October. And, well, the last couple of years have been into November, and it's every day.
Yeah.
It's every day.
Yeah. Well, people want to fish with you.
Yeah. Which is awesome, and I love it. Trust me, I do, and that's, I mean,
that's why
I go fishing for a living. How can it be any better than that?
Yeah.
Literally.
No doubt.
It's hard, and it's hard on the family. It's hard on the social life, but at the same time, I could not imagine being on the freeway every day or in a yes. cubicle. Talking to my wife, she's like, I'm in this cubicle, and I hate it and whatever, but this is my job. And I think, God.
We're not getting rich.
In the back of my head, I don't want to say anything. Yeah.
We're not getting rich.
Hang on, I'm sliding into one. I'll call you back.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to be at the Fred Hall show, speaking of more time.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to have your own booth.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
And there's sort of like a little charter area for charter boats.
Uh-huh.
We're across from the Aloha Spirit. Yeah. Uni Butter's there. The Maximus is right next to us, usually. Yeah. And then, we're going to be there.
That's awesome.
Pacific Dawn's usually right there.
Uh-huh.
Right there. Yeah. So
Pacific Dawn.
It'll be Fred Hall Long Beach. You'll be there all 5 days.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Less right than 2 months away. Yeah. It is amazing. So people can book charters there. Do you run?
Yeah.
You just kind of.
Yeah.
That's
where we get a lot of our deposits for the trips.
Yeah.
And that's where our final confirmation is for the summer for a lot of our charter masters
cool.
and whatever. And and if you don't come up with it by that time, then but at the same time, yeah, we have our book open and you can check it out and see if we can fit you in. You know, August and September are obviously really tough to get into. But we have open midweek days in July. And we have open midweek days in October.
Boy, the way the last couple of years have been, too, I would almost think July would be the hardest thing. I mean, that fishing in July the last couple of years has been
probably
spectacular. I know that if I was booking a charter, for sure, that, I mean, if you asked us 5 years ago, I would always have said August. That's the month. Guaranteed it's always going to be great. And if you were saying today, if you're going to pick a month to do a charter for your buddies, without question, July would be the month I'd pick it in. That bluefin fishing the last couple of years has been nothing short of spectacular.
Yes. Yes, and now that it's open down in Mexico.
Yeah, you got options.
It's like, you got the options. We're back online here.
What about albacore post El Nino?
Huh? What are
those? Yeah, what are you talking about?
they have shown in the past on post El Ninos.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Tremendously.
We'll see. Yeah. And that's a May-June thing.
Mm-hmm. That's even earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been harping on our listeners all along. If you're thinking about booking charters, you got to do it now. Certainly you want to wait to the Fred Hall show. It's a great time to do it, but there may be
a
lot of days.
You got to do it now.
Right now. You said you're totally booked Monday through Sunday in August and September pretty much.
Yeah, there might be a couple days
open. A couple days here.
But like I said, I do a couple open parties also.
Okay, right.
So
mixed in there.
So if you see a gap, like a day gap or something on our schedule, it's probably because we're doing an open party there. And that's just to have new people come in and see the boat, really.
The experience.
It gives them that option.
Got to do it.
And, but August and September, and then probably, most of July at this point.
Well, July.
It's definitely not just the fact, I mean, obviously it has a lot to do, not just the fact that Bruce does such a great job on the boat, and it's not just the fact that we had such crazy good fishing. I mean, those are obviously the two big things, but there is we see it in the store a lot. There's a lot of new interest and rejuvenated interest over those last couple of years. You know, there's no question we had several years of very slow fishing, and if you're a guy that fishes a little bit and golfs a little bit, and those are your two main hobbies, and fishing was slow for a few years, instead of going fishing more, maybe they did a big golf trip or something. And then with this crazy good fishing we've had the last few years, we see a ton of people that were avid into it are now so much more. So there's so many more people in the pool that are trying to get charters and get dates and get those things.
On the prime boat.
Yeah, it's just... It's January right now. This is the time to get your spot so you don't turn around and June gets here and the fish are biting good and everything's eaten up.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now.
Let's talk to Brian. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Brian, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I wanted to ask Bruce a question about, when he starts rock fishing there on March 1st, are we talking, I know it's deep, real shallow, medium. How do you decide what's going to happen then?
Well, it depends on where we're going to be fishing at. If we're fishing around San Clemente Island, we tend to fish a little bit deeper. You know, all the way out to 60 fathoms now. We can go out to 60. So we'll be up to we're fishing deeper spots there, anywhere from 40 to 60 fathoms usually. But I like to go out to San Nicolas, and San Nicolas you have to fish shallow water. But that's okay. So we do, if I get the chance of going out there, if we're doing a day and a half trip or a 2 day trip, we're going to spend one day out at San Nick.
Ooh,
and then
that's like the
the other day.
That's unbelievable, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very good.
And you're fishing shallow.
Yeah. Yeah. Good ling cods, and we can keep reds out there now, which is awesome. But yeah, all that shallow water stuff.
So rash.
Yeah, fish them on swim baits.
Yeah, bass rod and straight spectra.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So it just depends on where we go. I will try to designate the trip before it leaves so our passengers know what to gear up for. Even if we do go into San Clemente Island, it does give us the option of fishing yellowtail also, you know, before the rock cod, before we go out into deeper water and fish rock cod, make drifts.
Now I can with the way we can predict weather now, it's really easy to kind of tell which way you're going to go, right?
Yes, yeah. All those phone apps and whatever, I use Wind Alert, and I know buoy weather and all this. They're freaking awesome.
Yeah,
I look at it every day.
Yeah,
you know, multiple times a day, and it's just they're very accurate.
Yeah,
the computer images.
And you can tell San Nicolas Island's out there.
Yeah,
it's like 80 miles out in the wind, right?
Yeah, it's
in a wind tunnel.
Yes, it's on the shear line coming down from Point Conception, so, or even maybe a little outside the shear line of wind. So you really got to watch the business out there. We don't go out there if it might be rough.
If it's
then
questionable,
we don't go.
You just don't.
Yeah.
Is it 50-50 sometimes? If you have a day and a half scheduled, 50% of the time you can get to St. Nick, or you just never know.
You know, I'm not even going to say that. You just never know.
Yeah.
And it could be a very windy spring, and we don't make it out there very much at all.
Yeah.
And or if we don't have a lot of wind, then we can go out there quite a bit.
Yeah. Navy doesn't really put any restrictions on you?
No, not too much. We did get kicked out one time last year. And talking to Jeff Jessup, who's, you know, goes out there quite a bit, he's been out there a long time. He's never been kicked out.
Okay,
he was very surprised when that happened.
It's not like San Clemente.
No.
Watch that.
And it was a different kind of thing. They didn't kick us out because of the island. They kicked us out because of the area that they were bombing in. And it happened to include the island.
Part of that.
Yeah. We actually got to fish that day because the inclusion, we were able to find an area and do okay.
Well, there's nobody out there, right? Hey,
cool.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Ray. He's calling us from Oceanside. Good morning, Ray. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great, Ray. Good morning.
Hey, I have a question for Captain Bruce. Hey, I have a bunch of scouts that have never fished before. I have two groups, approximately about 18, if I bring both groups. Do you guys have experienced people there to help them out and guide them? It would be more of an educational than a fishing. I mean, I hope they catch fish, but it'd be their first fishing experience on a boat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We love having new anglers out and teaching them how to fish. The crew has no problem with it. They're very experienced as far as helping people out. And that extends back from my Shogun days and doing family trips over there and having just straight half the passengers were kids at that time on those trips and the Royal Polaris. We have no problems bringing out groups of
kids.
Kids.
And then
just
contact your office up there and get logistics squared away.
Yep. Exactly. Call Tish. At that phone number.
What's the number?
961-972-9161. 972-9161.
Or you can check fortunesportfishing.com.
Or you can check fortunesportfishing.
There.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing I'm going to throw out to you, Ray, too, is if you do book a charter on the Fortune, the next call you should make is over to Jim at Friends of Rollo.
Yeah.
And they may pay for part of it. Because that's what Friends of Rollo is all about, is taking kids fishing.
Yeah.
So you say, you call them up. Here's a scenario. You call up, book your trip on the Fortune, then call Jim and say, hey, you know, I'm taking these Boy Scouts out. Can Friends of Rollo help me out? I'll bet they will.
That's cool.
All right.
That's really
Thanks
cool.
a lot for
it's
the call
about.
This morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Luke. Luke's calling us from Laguna Niguel. Luke, I know you spent some days on the Fortune.
Yes, we do. Good morning, all.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm part of a group, the Dana Wharf Rod and Reel Club, and we started fishing with Bruce in year one, so we're looking forward to year four. And a few of us went on your first trip, Bruce, where you took us to three islands on a two-day trip, and we had a real tour.
Yeah. Unfortunately, so, that doesn't sound like the greatest of fishing, but yeah, we looked. We worked hard at it.
Hey, so I've got two questions. I know you've been working very hard on the boat, and so what can our group expect to see when we walk on the boat this year for our first trip, which I believe is in early June? And then the second question, then I'll just be quiet. Bruce, can you share your perspective of that 4-hour calico bass bite you found for us last year?
That's awesome.
Wow.
Well,
I remember when you talked about that bite. That sounded
incredible. The first thing that you're going to see is it's going to be there's all new paint on the house and the deck and the bait tank, and so it's going to be bright and shiny. And you know, we're doing a little bit of bright work around the – well, we're doing all the bright work downstairs. All the varnish is being done, and in the galley is all going to be done. So that's going to be basically the first thing that you notice. I'm putting in a sliding window on the other side, which I think you guys will like. Probably get a bigger toilet for you guys also. I know you requested that on the starboard side, you know. It's sort of funky over there. But so we're making improvements on that. That's going to be the main thing that the passengers see. And then, but then downstairs, we're putting in these three new pumps, a new washdown pump, a raw water cooling pump, and a new spray pump for the fish well. Also, there's new refrigeration for the fish well. So that's big, big major improvements downstairs in the engine room.
Keeping the product just super free.
Yeah. Getting that spray and giving good coverage. Now, it's not necessarily a spray brine. I just, since we fillet a lot of the fish, we just keep it down to 34 degrees.
So more like an
degrees.
RSW.
It is an RSW at that point. I just don't fill the well up. Got my well is so big that it could literally hold 7 tons of fish. So it makes the boat not go very fast.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't fill up the well. I just use a spray brine, but we just chill the fish.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
You know, and as far as calico bass fishing, Luke was on. Happened to be on the trip that we set up on a spot, and we didn't move for half the day, and
Is it literally San Clemente Island?
Yeah, it was at San Clemente Island, which you know a lot of the kelp had died off this year,
right?
And so that exposed a lot of rocks that we could never fish before, not on the boats the size of the Fortune, and we were able to get into a couple of rocks in there that held some really big fish and a lot of them. Just not just one here, one there. I mean, we caught how many over 7 pounds that day? I think we caught 20.
Oh my God!
Wow,
over seven.
7 pounds, and then we caught a 10.
Oh.
2 8s, and I think 27 over 7 pounds.
Oh wow. My God!
That's a pretty good trip, caught, Luke.
But on top of that, I mean, it was every cast for every person. And that's what these guys do.
Yeah,
they come out to go
it.
Calico fishing.
Yeah.
So, like, I have 15 killers back there. 15 guys that are just, like, getting the biggest gnarly sardine or Spanish mackerel that they can find out of the tank and whipping it back towards this boiler rock and just, like, letting it run, and set the hook. So we've got, like, 1 to 3 bass coming over the rail all the time or in the air.
And
you know?
All good ones.
And all the other guys have one on
for
5 hours.
Wow.
I think we got 500 or something.
Obviously,
it's catch and release.
Yeah.
And these guys, Dana Wharf is awesome about catch and release. I don't know. We didn't keep very many. I think we kept some for lunch.
Yeah.
You know, enough to feed the 15 guys for lunch.
All the big
that
ones
was it.
Went back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very quickly, you know, they release them. They take a picture of them, and boom, they're right back in the water. Yeah, it's important. I think, you know, it's more important for these guys to release them. Because this is what they do.
Right.
They want to come back
right.
and have good
again.
Fishing again.
Yeah.
You know,
for
so
sure.
conservation.
And
is,
you've
is
see, I mean, you come huge. From a fly fishing ethic, and you've seen what catch and release can do for a fishery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lee Wolf said that sport fish is worth more than just catching it once.
Yeah.
You know.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Cool Luke. Story, Luke.
Thanks. Appreciate the call this morning very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the cast man, find out what's biting in the Baja. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Holy smokes. It's Cabo San Lucas we're talking about. And I've got you covered. This is Cabo Bruce with CaboFishTime.com. Now, Pete and I have been talking, and we know what you want. Great deals on condos and fishing wrapped up into one. CaboFishTime.com is your single source for everything Cabo. And the cool part is, you'll always work with me, Cabo Bruce. As I like to say, I'll have you from the moment you land to the time you leave. Everything. Transportation or car rental. The finest suites you'll ever find at unbelievable prices. Great fishing, of course. Amazing dining and activities. And the best service, period. Call me or text me. 951-323-1872, or head for our website, CaboFishTime.com. Again, that's CaboFishTime.com for your next Cabo vacation.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance. 619-640-3130 or check the number 5 THAVEINS.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride. And hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here. And always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Piffa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone. The UV that can damage your eyes is gone. The ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It has been a crazy busy morning already. The phone's been packed, and this is going to be probably one of your only opportunities. We do have a toll-free line open. If you want to get through, great time to call. 877-792-1090, your chance to talk to Captain Bruce.
Indeed, and I want to mention we have a new sponsor on the show, CaboFishTime.com. You just heard Bruce talking about Cabo, and this guy has, if you're going to Cabo, first of all, the airfares right now.
Oh, fantastic,
Cabo,
yeah.
Unbelievable, like $300 round trip mm-hmm. out of San Diego, and lower if you go out of TJ on Valeris, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he's got, like, when we did that live broadcast, we broadcast from the Pueblo Bonito Blanco. Beautiful hotel, $500 a night. He told me he gets those rooms for, like, $200-something.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
Like, half price. So, CaboFishTime.com, he's got it all dialed in with hotels, condos, well, mostly condos, and fishing, too, with the Picante.
Very cool.
So, check that out.
CaboFishTime.com, new guy associated with Let's Talk Hookup. We're glad to have him.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of Baja and what's going on down south, there's one man that always knows what's happening down south, and that's the Cash Man, Richard Castaneda from Cash Tours. Today, this report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing. We've been talking about it for a while. The long-range season is on. The fishing is great. This is the time to pre-book your processing orders with Fisherman's Processing. It's crazy easy to do. Just pick up the phone, call Rosie, call Sean. Hey, I'm going on the Royal Polaris on a 15-day trip, and I get back on this date. They'll basically take your order, take as much or as little information as you want. If you know everything you want ahead of time, I want one-pound packs, and I want to end up with this much jerky and this much smoke, they'll take care of it then. Or they'll just get you temporarily...
What about the tuna burger?
Oh, exactly. They'll get you temporarily slated and get your spot in line, and that's the big thing is you'll be the one of the first in line to have your fish cut when your trip returns. You'll literally have your entire processing order completed within hours of you getting back from the boat. It's an awesome service. It's Fisherman's Processing. If you want more information, you can friend them on Facebook, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the man, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro. Hope everything's good with you guys.
Hey, everything's excelente, amigo.
Hey, Pete, what is this? They're customizing restrooms and, I mean, heads for you now, these boats, because you're so touchy about where you do your thing?
Well, you know.
Hey, got to be in comfort, Cass.
You got to be comfortable. You know that.
Yeah, make sure you got your cigar and your magazine there. You'll be fine.
What anyway, about fishing, Cass?
Yeah. All right, man. Anyway, you know, that's a sweet deal that Fisherman's Processing has, man. Be able to do all that, get it all arranged. Man, that's sweet.
It's slick.
Yeah.
But down in Cabo San Lucas, man, striped marlin are, you know, typical annual migration. They're coming down from Southern California and Mag Bay and slipping into that Cabo area. And they're averaging at least one boat per day, which is a really good average. You know, people always talk about catching a marlin, man. You want to catch one, go now, because that's where you're going to do it. It's really, really some fishing. Pretty close to the harbor, too, out about 5 miles straight out from San Jose del Cabo, out of the marina there. They've got a pretty good bunch of fish located there, along with a good mix of Dorado, so some really good fishing going there. Over in Mazatlan, the same thing. Had a Ponga this week catch a 300-pound blue, but the primary sailfish there, a few Dorado. And, of course, our hot spot for the winter is Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. 1 mile off the harbor there, they're getting into blue marlin sails and Dorado there. It's a really, really good bite. You know, it's such a great winter destination. It's 3-hour flight on Alaska from L.A. Beautiful resorts there on the beach, or you can stay in the old town of Zihuatanejo there. Very antiquated town, very, very beautiful cobble streets and so forth. But some great fishing there. Over in Cancun there, good Dorado bite going on. It's kind of unusual, but they do have a very good Dorado bite going on there. Occasional sailfish there, and then, of course, they're catching the Atlantic Barracuda and the Kingfish there. So some pretty good fishing. Weather-wise, you know, it's really, really nice, both in the Baja and, of course, on the mainland. Temperature is Zihuatanejo, 85 to 90, clear skies, flat seas this time of year, and basically the same thing with Cancun. But that's a report for this week, Pete, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, you can check us out on the web at www.casttours.com or give us a call at 800-593-6510. Talk to you next Saturday.
And I'll tell you what, Cass man, airfares are really good right now, whether you're going to Zihuatanejo, wherever, Cabo, get on it, right?
Yeah, no, there's some fabulous airfares going out there. I mean, it's been really, really going to – it's a good year for travel, you know, not only because of the great weather you'll find in some of these southern destinations, but the airfares are bringing people down.
Excellent, amigo. Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then.
Thanks, Cass.
Right, appreciate that. Steve Pinard from Dana Landing. Big event happening 1 week from today. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Keith. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, we're pretty excited about this big event you're having next Saturday, the pre-San Diego Bay Bass event, which starts off with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's why I'm just reaching out. I know you guys have already talked about it a few times, but it's just, you know, the week before, we're trying to do it every year, the week before the San Diego Bay Bass Tournament, we have a little seminar sale type thing over here. A bunch of manufacturers will be here with their product, and just like you said, we'll start the day off with a live broadcast with Let's Talk Hookup. and I believe Benny Florentino will be the guest on that.
Indeed.
And then, you know, we will have, you know, at 10 o'clock, then we move over to Fastlane. We'll have a question and answer kind of open forum type thing that you'll be emceeing. And, you know, our guests on that are Benny Florentino, Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, Afron Buten from War Baits, and Jimmy Decker from Pure Fishing. So
how about
those
that?
Guys don't know
panel.
It. I don't know who does.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's incredible. And that'll be inside at Fastlane Kayaks. Though it's free, I'll be hosting the panel. And those guys, I mean, I'm probably not going to have to talk very much because those guys pretty much know it all, like you just say.
Yep, and they feed off each other, and that's kind of the cool thing. You know, somebody asks a question, and it just kind of keeps going on its own. And I just think it's better information and more entertaining than just a straight seminar of having one or two people sit there. So I think it's just, you know, you get your questions answered, and I think it's pretty entertaining. So.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. You know, the sale, too.
That's what I was going to say. What I wanted to throw in there was I went last year, and I think people, regardless of what kind of inshore bass fishing they do, whether they're going to fish the tournament or not, I don't think people have any idea the level of sale that you guys put on for this thing. And it's all the things that this is the time of year that don't need to be on sale. This is when people buy War Baits and MC Baits and all the stuff, and you guys heavily, heavily discounted. There's a rad sale that goes along with this.
No, you're right. I mean, we're doing 30% off War Baits and Swim Baits, and MC Swim Baits. I mean, that, like you said, Ricky, I don't need to discount it. This is the best time of year to sell that stuff. We're just trying to, you know, get everyone going, kind of, you know, make a little splash, especially right before the Bay Bass Tournament. But we've also, we have a ton of specials. And if you go on our website, danalaming.com, this is all up there. But a lot of them are we're not even allowed to, you know, advertise. But we have a lot of saltwater specials, too. Pretty much everything in the store is going to be discounted. But you're 100% right. That swim bait and, you know, the lead heads, all that stuff, just there's no reason to discount it. But we're just trying to, you know, it's a slow time of year, getting everyone pumped up for this Bay Bass Tournament, which is a great event. Those guys do an awesome job. So it should be a really fun event.
It just doesn't happen. 30% off War Baits, 30% off MC Swim Baits. You buy an Abu Garcia Revo and receive an Abu Garcia Volatile Rod.
Yep.
Oh, you can't advertise that. I'm sorry.
No, I
wasn't supposed to say that.
Steve did.
How about that?
Steve didn't do it, but you didn't
do it, but I did.
I didn't say it.
And they have deals on Evo reels, too good to advertise. You get, I mean, now you can tell Steve's going to Pesca Panama with Cast Tours and myself. You buy select Yozuri Surface Bull Poppers for $9.99. Are you kidding me?
That's a 30. Just so people know, that's a $30 lure.
Yeah,
you know,
yep.
On sale for
$19.
I'd go in for that. Yeah, just buy the popper.
There you go, Yozuri Bonita. That's a $50 to $60 lure on sale for $19.95. I mean, these are things that are hugely. Like I said, I went last year and was blown away. That's from a guy that works in a tackle store, so I highly, highly encourage everybody to come scope it out. It's a rad sale.
So I wasn't supposed to advertise those, but we just did. So, anyway.
But you did.
Sorry, Steve.
Anyway. To top it off, the guys from Hovind Sunglasses, which is a new brand of sunglasses that we actually carry, are going to be hosting a free barbecue. So we're going to feed you for free as well.
Sweet.
That's rad.
It's all next Saturday, 1 week from today. It starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7 to 9 a.m. Say the doors are open. And the sale is on as soon as we go on the air, right?
Yep. Just come on down, and it's just going to be a real casual event, you know, just kind of a, you know, everyone can kind of cruise through. And again, Corey and all, and Afron, all those guys are going to be here. So it's not just going to be like you just have to pick out your own stuff. You can sit there and either before or after the seminar, you can just talk to these guys in front of the swim baits and go, you know what, I matched this one with this lead head or whatever. They'll go over all that with you. So everyone's going to be on hand to help you through if you do have any questions. On top of the seminar.
Absolutely. All right. Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld, right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Website, Steve?
What's that?
What's the website?
The website is just ours, danalanding.com, and I have all the information on the, you know, basically that advertisement we have on that front page. And, you know, if you have any questions, it should all be on there. Or just give us a shout, 619-226-2929. We'll get you taken care of.
All right. Thanks, Steve Pinard, Dana Landing. See you next Saturday.
All right. Hey, let's jump right into the phones because they are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090, your shot. We're going to talk to Brian calling from Canyon Lake. What's up, Brian? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Not much. How you doing, guys? Couple questions. Do you think we're going to see any albacore this year? And do you think we are missing the albacore? They're coming up, you know,
April, May, and no one's running for them, and they're just passing us up. What do you guys think?
Well, Bruce, first of all, we talked a little bit about it. Albacore, maybe?
Whatever's out there, we're going to go out and fish for it and catch them.
Yeah.
Whether it be albacore, yellowfin, or bluefin. It's tough. The weather's tough that time of year. It can be, you know, it can be really windy. So it limits the boats getting out and looking. And then to go out and look, maybe if we sent some planes up first and saw them, then we could go out and look for and try catching them. But just to get the boats out there and to get the interest up it's hard to do in April and May.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you a little inside secret here. Well, it's not really a secret, but Captain J.J. Gerritsen, who's a commercial albacore fisherman now, formerly ran sport boats, is going to be on the show 2 weeks from today. So I think J.J. will have some insight on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know where we see a lot of it is that we don't go out very far, but the long-range guys are always traveling through the area. They're going down outside of Benitas, and sometimes they swing wide to look for albacore in May. You know, that was the standard thing. So it's not like just the local fleet isn't looking. The long-range guys see them first, and then we know, like, okay, here they come. Or we're starting to see them trickle in or whatever. So you sort of have to watch their reports, and then if they start getting jig strikes on the way down or getting a few albacore here and there, that's when...
That's the sign.
Yeah, that's the sign. It usually appears right above Guadalupe, inside of Guadalupe, the 276, 176, and then it moves in, and then up the coast. So that's how it has been in, you know,
and it's not
the
like,
standard thing.
It's not like the albacore don't exist anymore. Those guys have had great years,
banner fishing.
So there are plenty of them around. It's just
the
conditions.
Yep. And it's just it's a cycle. I was talking to Tim about it the other day, Tim Ekstrom, and he's like, yeah, you know, they'll be back. It goes up and down and this and that and fishing.
And then when we have albacore, everybody's going, well, when are we going to get yellowfin again?
Yeah, where's that bluefin at?
My popper's getting lonely, man. I want to get some popper fishing again. Oh, man.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting out there, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Bruce Smith on the Mighty 1090.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2-to-1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at SanDiegoCountyFord.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup.